Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legend himself. Lord have mercy. Dish it without looking.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the wing.
Wow.
Evan Magic Johnson.
In the building.
My man.
Everybody, what's happening?
What's up, Magic?
Hey, man, it was good seeing you in Orlando. You did your thing, man.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all.
Happy to see you there, man.
It was great, man. This brother takes so much time out to help people in so many aspects, not only with jobs, but with dreams. And he came to our Disney Dreamers last weekend, man, and spoke to the kids. It was one of the highlights of their trip. You know, when you announce Magic and them little kids jump up and start going crazy, because they know.
Yeah.
They know. Hey, man.
Nephew Tommy, what's up? Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Magic.
Good morning, sir.
Man, look, nephew, man, you be having me going crazy, man, when you get those people, man.
Oh, great phone call.
I said, man, I hope they don't never do that to me, man, because I might act the same way, man.
Oh, you got to get them, Tommy.
I need some NBA numbers. That's what I need,
NBA. What's crazy is, Steve, when Shirley do the strawberry letter, and then you go crazy on the dude or the lady, man. It's like, wow.
What is it? Wow. What the hell they on the radio doing?
Yeah, so you cracked on a dude the other day, man, about the, about the father thing, you know, the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a deep one right there.
Amen.
I'll be listening to the show.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Shirley, nephew, I told the audience this brother is the baddest game show host there's ever been.
Yes,
on
he
TV.
Is. Yes, he is, Magic. You're right about that.
I Bob Barker, you name him, all of them.
He said Bob Barker. Damn.
Alex Trebek.
He's doing a good job, man.
Everybody.
Man, this dude right here, because he was one of the kings of assist, that's how he do his life. He always assisted somebody. Mm-hmm. And right now, Magic, your program with the Center of Disease Control.
Yeah.
You know, they reported that African Americans are the most affected by HIV in the U.S. Is disease more prevalent in our communities because we don't know our HIV status?
Yes. You know, we early detection saved my life, you know, and so there's a lot of people walking around don't know they have HIV in the black and brown community. And so what we're trying to do is say, hey, just get tested, whether you want to go to a doctor, and if you don't want to do that, OralQuick has come out with this new, OralSure has come out with OralQuick, so that you can take the HIV test right in your own home, and that way you don't have to go to a doctor. That way also, too, it's only 20 minutes. You just swab, no needle involved, just swab. And, you know, you can take it with a family member, you can take it with your boyfriend, you can take it with your husband, whatever, and you can be in the confines of your own home. And so I think it's revolutionary because of the fact that, you know, a lot of us, even like myself, I don't like the needle. I don't like, you know, them poking me. But, hey, you got to do that. But this is really going to change the game, and I think that a lot of people now are feeling more comfortable with staying at home and knowing their HIV and status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I think that's incredible because what stops a lot of people is the process of having to go in, sit there.
Right.
You don't want your business all over the place.
Right.
I think that stops a lot of people. This thing called OralQuick, painless oral swab, no needles or blood, 20 minutes, and you have results.
That's great, right?
And
there.
Then, really Magic, good. There's a personal support system that you can call 24 hours, 7 days a week in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that's also important. So say you find out you have HIV, then you can there's a hotline. You just go, call. They can also direct you to a doctor within your own hometown or the state that you live in, a healthcare provider. They can answer questions for you. And so I think that's also important within the kit as well. So it's not just your status, but also, too, if you need any information or you need to call somebody, they can give you all the information, answer all your questions, make you feel a little bit more comfortable about your new status. I know for me, that was helpful, having a doctor's ask them a lot of questions, because, you know, when you find out, you're sitting there saying, man, well, what does that mean for me? You know,
right.
What do I have to do? What type, you know, how much do I have to take medicine, and on and on and on, and those questions can be answered. And
but you know what, Magic?
At least everybody out there, they have now over 30 drugs, so it's not like it used to be. So you can live a long time. Here I am almost 23 years. You can live a long time.
Right. All praise
God. Only thing is just early detection.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. And then, you know, man, your attitude.
Yeah.
Lord,
positive.
Have mercy,
very
man.
Positive.
You went at it with, I'm going to win. I'm going to beat this. I'm going to do everything in my power. And that has a huge part to do it. But you can't do it if you don't know it.
No, that's right. That's right. So, first of all, God bless me. That's number one.
Amen.
Number two, Cookie been there all the way, Steve. And you know Cookie.
What you
so
say?
She,
come on, man.
She been a rock solid. And Shirley knows my girl,
too. Oh, I love her.
She's been right there by my side.
It's
so
beautiful.
The support system I had, my kids as well as my parents. So I have had a great support system, and that's what you need, too. And Bishop Blake over at West Angeles, he's been holding it down, too.
Magic.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, about how much does the test cost?
About less than $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Really?
So, yeah, less than 40. And then, Steve, I think you made an excellent point, man. It's the same test they use in a doctor's office.
Wow.
So you're getting the same exact test. And see, they've been using this. The doctors have been using it in their office already. So this is nothing like they just came out with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important as well.
So it's accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate. And you can, again, get your girlfriends or get your family members. Do it as a couple, you know, on and on and on. And I think that's what's important. You can have a HIV party. Just say, hey, let's go find out our status, you know. And so I think that's really important, because a lot of people, sometimes, you know, you might not want to, you want some support system right there with you. And so it's right in your own home.
And, you know, man, it's good for young college students who are active. If you've been active at any point in your life, just get tested, man.
Yep. What's been driving us all crazy is the fact that, you know, we've been trying to get our young people and just people in general to go out of color, to go out and get tested, Steve. So this is really, again, now you don't have to drive. Now you don't have to go get in your car, go to a doctor's office. Again, you can just go to any drugstore in your community and buy this test and do it in your own home.
Yeah.
No needles, no blood.
Yep.
In 20 minutes, you get your results, and it's available at national retail outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Walmart, drugstores.com, OraQuick.com.
Yep.
Irvin, that's outstanding. Okay, Irvin, before you get out of here, man, I got to ask you something.
Uh-oh.
I've been watching them boys at Michigan State.
That made him chuckle, Steve.
I've never seen a faster basketball team ever.
Not even Showtime.
Faster than
Steve.
The Fab Five.
No. Hold up, man. Oh yeah. But let me explain something to you though. Now I ain't say they was the best basketball team I've ever seen. I just said I ain't seen that much speed on the floor at one time. Now they couldn't do nothing with Showtime. Understand?
Okay, I'm trying to tell you.
He was dumping that thing into the big fella. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Who worthy on the win? Who gonna win the national title Final Four? Who you see?
I think that Michigan State definitely, because they got everything that you need inside with Payne, outside with Harris and Appling point guard. So Dawson now, they got really a team that could win it all. I think that. You know, they better watch out for Louisville again, because, man, they hot right now, too. They playing some monster basketball right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they press you, and they come up on you. I like the young boy from Duke, Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker, yeah.
I don't know if they got enough. They don't have enough size, you know. So I think that Michigan State, you got Louisville, you got Duke. You know, I think Arizona's a nice – got a nice squad as well.
Yeah.
And but I think for the first time, Steve, this year, you might have about five or six teams because Wichita State, we're going to see if they, you know, they're undefeated right now.
Yeah.
Do, you know, and they went to the Final Four last year, so can they come back and do it again? So, and they got some players, too. I don't want to, and you know who slipped in there? Virginia, quietly, but I don't know if they got enough.
I told Uncle Steve they was good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to be a great time for us. And what I like, Steve, is that we get the NCAA tournament and then we get the NBA playoffs right behind that.
Magic. Who you see? Who you see coming up?
I tell you what, man. Out the West, it's three teams that I think can do it. And right now, the favorite is San Antonio. You got the Thunder and you got the Clippers. Those three are the teams to me.
Wow.
Houston is a year away. But those three, to me, are the teams in the West. And then in the East, I think it's easy. Miami and Indiana. Because Indiana actually hate Miami.
Yeah.
You know, they hate them. But the problem is, when them three dudes playing, LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh.
Right.
Man.
They ugly, ain't they?
I saw that Sunday.
Ain't they ugly?
Ain't they ugly, man. Nothing you can do with them either.
No, man, this just me talking. I don't think Houston going to win it.
No. They're not ready yet.
But you know what I think, man? Until Dwight Howard develops some dog in him.
There you go.
And quit
I
laughing.
I just don't see, man, he played too much, man. Yeah. Everybody I know win title mean.
Yeah. And that's right. You know, because, you know, I'm sitting up here laughing too, but it's right. Because if you know, Isaiah, dog. Michael Jordan, dog.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe Bryant, you know how he was. Him and Shaq together was like, woo.
Hey, dog, hold up. Let's stop talking. Hey, dog, you won a title. You listen to me,
yes,
man.
He did.
You and Isaiah were best of friends. You slapped the taste out of Isaiah, damn, dog, trying to win that ring, baby.
You remember that, don't you?
Hell yeah.
Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
Magic said, it's about the title, dog.
Hey, Steve, we got to say congratulations to Magic because he's one of your honorees at your gala in Chicago,
him
May 3rd.
Him and Cookie.
So deserving.
Yeah. To that too.
Man, we're looking forward. Yeah. And then, Magic, I got your assistant, Natalie, is wonderful, man.
This girl
is on it, man.
Yeah. You put these incredible people in positions, and what I like to do is put minorities in powerful positions and let them thrive. And Natalie has been thriving, and all the other people who work for me thrive.
Well, man, she's on it. Hopefully, man, God willing, everything work out. I'll see you Monday, bro.
Oh no, you know I'm looking forward to that. And man, just y'all keep on doing it, man. Y'all make us laugh. You make us think. It's a smart show. Number one on radio. Number one game show host ever. And the Steve Harvey Show on TV as well. You just doing it all, brother.
Throw it to me, Magic. I'm over with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.